This is Misha Riddell for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution with the artist Richard Notkin at his home and studio in Helena, Montana. And it's December 18th, 2007. This is disc number one. So we have agreed to start at the beginning so we can follow things through in a fairly logical manner. So you were born in Chicago in 1948?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And your father was an immigration lawyer. What was his name?
Nathan Notkin.
Okay. And your mom was a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And her name?
Thelma.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember her maiden name?
Oh, yeah. Tuttleman. Oh. Tuttilman.
Great.
Her middle name was Natalie. Mm-hmm. It's quite a mouthful.
Yes.
Thelma Natalie Tuttleman.
That is it.
Her initials were TNT.
That's
and the unusual thing is my dad's initials are NTN, so they're the reverse of each other.
That is interesting.
And they also have the same birthday, so very kind of strange.
Overlap. Interesting.
Yeah.
And you were the middle child, is that right?
I was.
And you had?
I have an older sister,
mm-hmm.
Deborah.
Okay.
It was 2 years older.
Okay.
And also an immigration lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Followed in the family footsteps. I was the black sheep. I became an artist. And I have a younger brother who's an architect, contractor, builder.
And his name?
Joseph.
It's interesting because your son is a lawyer as well. Is he also an immigration lawyer?
No, he's more involved with patents and contracts and intellectual properties.
Okay. Would you describe childhood in Chicago?
Yeah. Well, I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago, and in a neighborhood that was kind of a mixed working class professional neighborhood. It was mostly a Catholic Jewish neighborhood. It was.
Mm-hmm.
Split almost 50-50, and we had a Catholic school in that parish. Every parish had a school, and so most of the Catholic kids went to the Catholic school, and most of the Jewish kids went to the public school. So public school is about 95% Jewish. It was really a kind of an amazing thing.
Yes.
And we had Christmas programs, you know. it was very funny. But there was a little bit of religious strife in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
which I remember. And the neighborhoods in Chicago on the south side were very distinct.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the schools were as segregated as the schools down south, really. Because the school districts ran pretty much along the same lines of demarcation that distinguished a white neighborhood from a black neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't a lot of mixing, unfortunately. I mean, when the neighborhood started to become integrated, it created a lot of strife. I mean, you know, there was the whole thing with what became termed white flight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first blacks who moved into our neighborhood were pretty incredible people, middle class professionals, doctors, lawyers, and others who could afford to move into the white neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they were great people, and the first effect it had was a very positive one. The people who were very prejudiced, who didn't like blacks, moved out right away,
mm-hmm.
and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like good riddance to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then it became, real estate companies got into it. There's a lot of greed involved. You had something called block busting, where people, real estate people, would get the white people to sell very cheaply and then